It's early on a weekday morning at the Ramsey Student Center at the University of Georgia. About 40 young adults are dribbling basketballs under the watchful eye of a former Division I basketball player from Elon University in North Carolina. Her name is Lauren Brown.
I am a graduate student here at the University of Georgia. I'm pursuing a master's thesis under the kinesiology department. And I'm also teaching a few PE classes, two of which include intro to basketball.
Each undergraduate at the University of Georgia is required to take a one-credit course in physical education. This kind of requirement was common 100 years ago. Now, less than half of colleges are requiring a phys ed class. The rationale for this requirement? Nearly 40% of American adults and 19% of our youth are obese. And when it comes to obesity, the South is leading the way. Army recruits from 10 southern states tend to be less fit than those from other parts of the country. So says a study by the U.S. Army, American Heart Association, and the Citadel. This means recruits from Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas are 22 to 28% more likely to get injured during training than recruits from other states. What's more, 27% of all 17 to 24-year-olds are too overweight to even qualify for military service. Dr. Ilsa Mason runs the program at UGA. 7,000 students a year take the classes. They have a wide menu of choices.
Some courses that are more skill-oriented, such as basketball, badminton, bowling. We have self-defense, various classes of golf, beginning, intermediate, advanced. We have
racquet. And this is about more than preparing for the military. Dr. Mason says physical activity improves the whole student, mind and body. Brain research backs her up.
And there's a lot more research out there supporting the benefits for cognitively for students, for concentration, for mood, for mental health. And so it's really good that we are at a place where the entire student, you know, their mind, their body is valued, and we have this requirement in place.
Hannah Wieg is a junior at the Grady College of Journalism and Mass Communication. She met her requirement by climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania during her Maymester. It's a dormant volcano and the highest mountain in Africa, about 16,000 feet from its base to 19,000 feet above sea level. She loved the nearly week-long trek to the summit and back, the days walking through spectacular landscapes and different vegetation zones. And I asked her if she supports UGA's physical education mandate.
No. I don't know if they're trying to solve the world's obesity crisis, but I don't think they're going to do it by making students go to a PE class.
Back at the gym, some of Lauren Brown's players say they enjoy the class as a welcome break from their studies. Junior Kevin Tillery grew up in Woodstock and said he's learning a lot.
I think it's kind of your loss if you don't want to do it. I think that there's plenty of people who don't need the PE classes because they're already doing stuff outside of class, but I think this is definitely a good starting point.
For WUGA News, this is Allison Salerno.